嗱，好事成雙，我哋咧就今日嗰啲 briefing 咧就係打孖嚟嘅。咁跟住落嚟咧就係黎廣德先生啊 ，Albert 咧就同佢嘅 professional common 嘅同事Jeffrey Out 就有兩個PowerPoint presentation， 一個就係 West Kowloon for the People， 呢個係一個 research report 嚟嘅。就另一個咧就係、Reconstructing Urban Landscape Development Strategy of Hong Kong Secondary City Center and the Hong Kong Section of the High Speed National Rail Network。 咁呢一個 presentation 咧係會係特別側重於 Harbourfront Enhancement Harbourfront Connectivity Study， 即係同剛剛嗰、那個briefing 都有呼應嘅。咁我哋歡迎 Albert 同阿 Jeffrey。
好啊，多謝主席。我哋又唔會需要用一個小時嚟做 presentation 嘅。咁就因為我哋預算係用20分鐘時間左右啦嚇。但係頭先咧，即係我都想講一句，因為我剛剛聽完 Raymond 即係嘅回應啦，對於上一Harbour Business Forum 嘅回應。咁啊 ，Raymond 嘅回應其實咧，同喺四年前咧，即係我作為有份催生呢個共建維港委員會嘅成員之一咧。當時成立的時候聽到那番說話和林鄭月娥女士當時做常秘的時候都很相似，因為當時四年前政府說了同一番說話，就希望可以同樣下大力度，令到所有工程師建築師都可以幫手搞好個維港，這個四年前的說話現在聽回都挺新鮮的。今次我們有兩份報告，兩份報告其實對海港都維港都很重要的，但是有兩份報告裏面有些內容呢，譬如關於文化等等呢，就是跟或者同委員會的關心的嘢呢不是太大，所以或者呢我的部分會落過少少。咁首先我哋講關於西九呢個報告啦，關於西九文娛藝術區呢，我哋喺其實作出咗幾方面嘅研究嘅。咁其實我哋報告嘅主要內容呢，其實呢如果大家有興趣呢，可以在我們網站那裡可以拿到的了。我們這裡特別是提一些規劃的原則、發展組合和一個低碳發展的模式，和西九公園這幾個部分呢，我相信呢是共建維港委員會特別會有興趣需要了解，因為我希望呢在下一個階段呢，當西九的發展呢是拿到上來在這個委員會討論的時候呢，大家可以參考這個內容來提出意見。咁西九嘅報告書裏面呢，我哋覺得呢就有幾個不足之處啦，包括西九嘅願景係忽略咗一啲本土文化建設，喺規劃上面都未能夠配合到文化發展嘅需要，咁亦都呢未能夠完全滿足到市民喺維港嘅期望。咁其實我哋喺考慮西九嘅規劃嘅時候呢，考慮咗幾份政府嘅報告書嘅意見，一個當然係文委會喺03年對於西九嘅建議啦，另外一個呢其實就是共建維港委員會的海港規劃指引，這個六點指引我相信每一位委員都會很清楚的。而在考慮完之後呢，其實我們覺得呢那個問題呢，就是西九報告書裡面的發展組合呢就不是一個最好的方案，應該解釋為什麼。而亦都是呢其實譬如有些 Ampus 那些博物館設施規模遭到刪減，私人住宅的樓宇面積亦都沒有按原來的一些期望去刪減，這樣亦都是在對於文化界呢，他們對於照顧小型團體、小型藝團和創意工業需要亦都沒有充分考慮。因此呢，我們其實建議呢是首先呢是一個優化這個發展組合 的基本的建議，就是回應剛才的幾個缺點的。第一個呢就是要縮減三分之一的私人住宅的樓宇面積，特別是要取消一些低層的即是別墅式的住宅的用地，另外呢刪除一些非必要的公用設施，因為我們看過一些公用設施不一定需要在西九的範疇裡，西九文娛藝術區的範圍裡面，但在西九其他區都可以有地方可以擺到。做了這些之後呢，我們覺得呢可以有加多兩部分，一個呢就增加了休憩用地 14,000 平方米，同埋呢我們會建議呢用了大概 2.5 萬平方米的樓面面積來建立一個創意交流村，這個是回應整個即文化界對於他們一個多元化發展的需要。 咁呢個就係一啲具體嘅數字啦。咁大家可以特別係留意下面嗰兩行數字啦，右手邊右下邊嗰三行啦。第一個公園個土地面積嗰度係增加咗啦，另外創意工業嗰度咧係增加咗。咁大家可以睇到咧，即係總共嗰個面積咧，其實基本上冇變到嘅嚇。我哋另外一啲嘅意見係關於嗰、那個自負盈虧等等。咁呢度咧，我唔喺度詳細財政安排喺度咧，或者我唔喺度講啦嚇。咁或者我集中講下咧，就我哋建議嘅低碳發展模式。因為咧，其實呢個低碳發展咧係一個優質城市規劃嘅一個好重要嘅一個元素。大家都清楚而家關於呢個氣候變化咧係一個國際上好重大議題。咁香港咧其實仲未曾有一個即係好積極嘅回應啊。我哋覺得咧西九咧就可以利用咧嚟做一個係最前衛可以回應到如果全球嗰個氣候變化呢一個咁嘅挑戰。做一個模範的一個區嚟應付呢個低碳發，做呢、這個做到呢個低碳發展。咁我哋建議有幾個元素咧，點可以做到呢？第一咧就係、是、我所謂叫安步當居嘅計劃，因為原來西九有個建議咧係起一條類似輕鐵咁樣嘅所謂 fixed track 嘅運輸嘅輕軌鐵路啦嚇。咁、我哋建議咧，其實就唔需要啦，就可以直情咧係用一個自動行人輸送帶去取代呢個穿梭列車系統。嗱咁點解咧？因為我哋個圖可以解釋，因為自動行人輸送帶事實上咧，我哋相信咧嗰、那個實際上個碳排放會低啲啦，亦都係更加適合西九呢個區啊，作為一個步行區嚇嘅一個用途。因為咧，譬如正如呢張圖可以睇到啦嚇，即係我哋嘅心目中嘅諗法咧，就係話呢個輸送帶咧。其實是沿住西九呢度好長嘅走廊一路去嘅時候咧，可以每隔一段嘅距離咧，就有一啲文化藝術嘅無論係表演設施啊，或者咩彩排設施啊，或者一啲係行人可以享用嘅設施啊，咁等等嚇。咁呢個咧係融合曬成個區嘅需要嘅嚇。OK。另外咧就係、是、我哋建議咧係做一個行，基本上咧成個區咧個目標咧做一個行人嘅天堂嚇，就基本上係一個無車嘅區域嚟嘅。咁我哋有點樣可以做到呢樣嘢咧？除咗行人輸送帶之外咧，就係、是、我哋所謂一個單車自由行嘅計劃。咁呢個單車自由行嘅計劃咧，如果大家了解法國即係巴黎喺舊年開始推行嘅一個計劃咧，就係、是、知道咧巴黎基本上咧係有設立咗幾百個即係市內邊嘅單車站啊，即係。所有市民咧都可以免費攞個單車，只要半個鐘頭之內咧，你喺另外一個單車站加翻車就得㗎啦，咁樣咁我哋可以實行嘅時候咧，係可以將西九同埋咧一啲舊區，譬如話大角咀啊，或者九龍公園啊、佐敦啊呢啲區咧，係唔同嘅點設立單車站，然後咧通過單車徑啊連起上嚟。咁呢個咧係會對成個西九嘅活力咧，我哋覺得咧會有好大嘅幫助嘅。咁另外一個我哋建議嘅做低碳發展嘅模式咧，就係、是、用一個區域嘅供冷系統，因為如果我哋而家嘅模式咧，每一座大廈自己做一個供冷系統咧，其實咧係浪費好大嘅能源嘅。如果係區域性嘅供冷系統咧，可以提升嘅能源效益啦，將冷氣送到區裏面唔同嘅大廈。咁如果我哋建議係參考歐盟標準啊，實施更高水平嘅建築物能源效益指引。雖然政府而家係做嘅一個即係法例規定嘅能源效益嘅建築物條例啦，咁但係咧呢個標準咧，我哋覺得仲可以提高嘅嚇，參考啲歐盟嘅標準。亦都可以建議啦，可以通過公開設計比賽啦，嚟提高公眾嘅參與啦。咁關於西九公園咧，呢個相信都係好多市民咧係提出嘅一個訴求嚟嘅。咁我哋擔心咧，原來呢個西九嘅規劃裏面咧冇講到咧嗰啲嘅休憩用地係唔係將佢集中啊、分散啦等等啊。咁所以我哋建議咧，呢休憩用地咧係應該係盡量去集中，成為一個真正嘅綠化嘅公共空間，而唔係話將佢分散曬喺唔同嘅大樓之間啊咁樣啊，咁變咗咧就唔能夠喺市民咧係充分享用啦。咁當然咧，而家大家亦都關心呢啲公共空間究竟係點樣管理咧嚇。咁我哋咧會好懷疑咧，如果係用一個過去私人物業管理、私人公司管理嘅方式去做咧，又會引起好多嘅問題㗎。咁呢個咧，我哋叫我哋會係傾向咧係採用一個咧所謂一個持份者管理嗰個模式嚇，咁長城咧或者我哋大家可以睇我哋嘅參考我哋嘅報告。 咁呢個就係我哋所建議嘅，將西九公園嘅園區咧，包含一個相當規模嘅中央公園，亦都包括一個海濱長廊、單車徑，以至到咧用一個自人自動行人嘅輸送帶同埋步行徑咁樣嚇。咁呢啲就係我哋一啲嘅簡單嘅一啲嘅圖解嘅顯示啦嚇。呢個圖咧，其實就可以綜合到頭先我哋講嗰幾樣嘢。如果我哋講緊嘅自動行人運輸帶咧，當然係由頭又有至左咁一路去啦嚇。咁你睇到咧，會有好多個所謂我哋嘅 looks 嚇，即係嗰啲嘅樞紐嘅點啦。咁呢啲點咧，其實每一個點咧，其實都係可以做到咧，係一個即係文娛嘅設施嚇，文娛嘅用途嘅。咁大家咧可以喺唔同嘅點咧，即係每行到一段路嘅時候咧，都可以你中意停低又得，中意繼續行又得咁樣啊。咁咁呢個咧當然係一個概念圖啦嚇。咁具體嗰個設計可以改變嘅。咁但係重點咧就係話咧，將一個西九公園、中央公園嘅概念咧，能夠將綠化帶去集中啊，而同時咧係用一低碳嘅發展模式咁樣。咁呢度咧，其實我哋亦都會提到咧，係可以分階段發展嘅，因為正如而家我哋面對好多嘅海濱嘅用地一樣啦，因為我哋強求去一次性發展咧，結果咧就搞咗好多嘅建築地盤啊、臨時用途啊出嚟啊，咁呢啲咧我哋覺得都係不必要嘅。如果我哋有個比較創意咁樣可以分階段發展咧，可以馬上咧可以令到市民可以享用啊。咁呢度我哋提到具體即係點樣將個發展期由兩期變做三期咁樣嚇。我哋都會有其實有啲具體嘅建議，係邊一啲設施先做，邊啲設施後做咁樣。我哋特別提出嘅咧就係話，需要一啲簡約嘅表演場地，可以咧馬上可以興建嘅。譬如有啲黑黑劇場啊、露天表演場地咧，而家都馬上可以興建。啊，同埋咧重要嘅咧就係話咧，西九如果要有機發展咧，有機嘅含義咧係包括人可以用到嚇，唔係人咧就去唔到嗰種。咁所以咧，而家我哋容納一啲街頭表演嘅藝術嘅小型民眾藝墟咧，係可以令到市民咧習慣咗嚇，將西九作為一個聚腳嘅地方，咁而逐漸咧係變成咧將來大家都想去啊，希望可以去到啊，甚至你淨係諗下去踩免費單車都願意去西九嘅咁樣啊，呢一種咁樣嘅吸引市民嘅方式啊。咁呢個創意交流村咧，我哋覺得對於呢個文化界好重要，因為呢個創意交流村咧。同我哋一間會提到嘅一個整個利用西九嚟鼓勵全港嘅多元化發展咧，係即係聯合埋一齊嘅呢個概念嚇，咁就係可以同可以令到盡量咧多啲嘅地區嘅團體咧，地區嘅文化團體咧，可以喺西九度扎根嚇，有一個據點嚇，咁而從而咧係真係將西九變成一個香港嘅文化嘅發酵。嘅地點嚇，咁呢度亦都係提到關於有機生長嘅模式啦，點樣係利用啲小型嘅民眾藝墟啊，甚至係一啲嘅戲棚啊、臨時表演場地咧，去催化呢個文化嘅發展嚇。咁關於詳細嘅文化發展咧，我就唔講啦。咁但係重點嘅咧就係話咧，社區文化嘅網絡。我哋講緊咧係全港性社會文化網絡嚇，點樣將佢係有機地連接到一啲西九嘅創意交流村，你等呢啲團體咧可以係可以有效咁樣長駐咧，利用到西九嘅資源咧嚇，即係唔係話同一個國際級嘅一個文化中心割裂咧嚇，呢個係我哋嘅關心嘅地方。咁我哋喺報告裏邊都好詳細會講及嚇，亦都講到咧係點樣去資助啊等等嚇。咁所以總嘅結論咧就係話我哋嘅方向咧係。當然是需要有一些人民的識見和全球的視野啦、我知道我們決策官員很擔心、一要做多事的時候呢會面對很多的利益的衝突、解決很多利益的矛盾等等、但我相信呢在座都是專業團體的代表、我相信專業界別無論是工程師、建築師、規劃師呢都有這樣的信心呢這些問題可以解決的只要我們決策官員是有一個政治決心就可以了、而且需要這樣的識見另外就係當然需要擺脱啲傳統嘅管治思維啊，同埋自負盈虧呢啲咁嘅財務紀律嘅問題啦。咁而家立法會都傾緊啊，即係質疑緊關於個財務嗰個安排，呢度亦都唔再講啦。咁總的嚟講咧，我哋希望咧西九真係可以成為一個本土文化啊，同埋整體文化發展嘅催化劑。咁但係要做到呢一點咧，呢個文化發展咧，當然喺規劃上邊咧，我哋要配套。咁剛才我哋提到嗰個低碳發展模式啊，以至到咧係整個 即係點樣去令到更加多嘅綠化、中央公園等等，都係呢一套同樣嘅理念出發嘅。咁、我哋希望咧，西九人民我哋嘅人民西九呢個建議咧，能夠做到下邊呢五點啦嚇。既係做到發揮創意，亦係做到低碳發展嘅模式，亦都係咧可以善用資源，同埋將大自然同文化交融。我相信咧，呢、這個咧係符合翻共建維港委員會本身嗰六個海港規劃嘅準則嘅。咁或者下邊咧，我就介紹另外一個我哋嘅研究報告。咁啊，另外一個研究報告咧，其實咧個範圍咧係闊啲嘅，因為講到咧，其實係重構成個城市嘅佈局。嗱，點解我哋特別想喺共建委員會講咧？因為咧，大家都知道，其實我哋而家喺維港兩岸面對咧，係一個最基本嘅問題咧，就係、一個發展極限嘅問題。既然我哋唔再填海啦，但係咧，我哋如果係繼續去將走翻條舊路嚇，將一啲發展咧，是一定要執回維港兩岸的話，我們其實是在一個死胡同裡面，所以我覺得我們一定要跳出這個框框裡面想，所以我們做這個研究報告。那簡單來說，我們這個研究結論就是說，我們要改變整個發展的模式，將一些集中在維港兩岸的發展模式改成是新界和鄉新界和維港一個平衡的發展的模式，可以說一個多元化的發展模式。而我們的結論呢，就是利用全國高速鐵路網香港站新設立的契機呢，去成立一個副都市中心在新界那裡，從而呢減輕了維港發展的壓力，讓維港的建設呢能夠更大的空間。這個背景呢，就是說因為我們現在講的十大建設裡面，包括這個我們所謂廣深港的高速鐵路香港段，這個名稱其實是錯的，因為真正來講不是講廣深港的高速鐵路，是講全國高速鐵路網的香港站或者香港段。我們看到這些是新界發展即目前是欠缺的問題，其實基本上嚴格來講，你看看 Google 的 Map 就知道了，即它裡面有很多點的，即包括它的重點在哪裡。如果你開 Google 的 Map， 其實你只是看到一半的香港，因為在荃灣花田以北基本上一些亮點都沒有，我們香港基本上是用了一半，如果根據 Google 來講。事實上大家也都知道，在規劃上面我們在新界發展非常不配套，人口和我們居住的地點，這個是我們面對的即宏觀性的問題。所以我們建議是需要重構這個點線面，所以點線面就是從不管是從經濟的增長，以至到人流資金流，以至到整個區域發展的空間佈局，都要打開一個新局面。這個我就強調，其實是跟我們現在講的維港發展的策略是息息相關的。所以是我們研究了四方面，一個就是怎樣去改變這個維港為發展中心的舊格局，另外呢就是為什麼我們會建議成立一個新界副都市中心，而第三呢就是說建設這個廣深港高速鐵路實際上就是一個全國高鐵，是可以帶來一個新機遇，所有城市包括廣州啊、北京啊這些都是利用這些來促進一些新區的發展。而第四方面呢，就是說究竟在哪裡呢，我們建議呢這個香港站呢就應該在錦上路元朗坳頭這一帶，咁就成為一個副都市中心嘅發展區。咁呢度呢其實係睇返2030嗰個規劃遠景策略報告裏面呢，都其實有相當篇幅嘅討論呢，係現行嗰、那個發展即係過度集中嚟講有啲咩問題㗎。咁但係個結論呢就比較上呢係含糊一啲。咁所以呢喺就算喺所謂最可取嘅方案裏面呢，仍然呢係都睇唔到呢有決心呢係將嗰個發展是抽離或者是相對抽離這個維港兩岸，所以變成所謂集中發展和分散發展，雖然報告裡面有討論，但是就沒有一個很實在的結論。我們認為現在的維港發展當然就是不是一個可以持續的發展策略，正正是因為我們不再填海，正正是因為是在兩年前海洋發展委員會是的一個對市民的一個調查裏面已經講得很清楚，有八成的市民希望降低市區的密度而願意付出經濟代價的。怎樣政府怎樣回應這個訴求呢，到今天都沒有一個清楚的答案。這個呢我們這個建議呢就是回應訴求的一種方法。 所以我哋簡單嚟講咧，就係、是、希望咧喺呢個都會核心區以外尋求一個新嘅增長區嚇，同埋咧係利用新嘅基建嘅機會帶動呢個發展嚇。咁呢一度咧係講緊新界發展目前嘅困境啦嚇。咁其實政府咧係有計劃咧係發展新界嘅，只不過咧而家係相對於係零散嚇，譬如包括咧係所謂三合一嘅新發展區啊。洪水橋的新發展區啊，等等咁樣，咁究竟呢啲係唔係一個可以整合嘅一個方向咧？咁呢個我哋就建議咧，索性咧就將佢做一個副都市中心嘅一個概念咧嚟將佢整合咗佢嚇。我哋亦都係留意到咧，譬如話可以開放邊境禁區啊，等等呢啲咁樣嘅概念咧都係提咗出嚟嚇。咁亦都係話啦，究竟呢啲即係呢一啲咁樣嘅諗法。是不是能够充分地回应到我们现在需要呢？这样我们讲的 新界副都市中心的发展策略呢，其实呢就是主要是探讨到整个新界北的地区，就是对于多元化和全面发展的可能性。这个图呢就可以比较清楚可以看到，刚才我讲到其实我们用了半个香港的这样的意思，就是我们在大帽山以南呢就看得很清楚，很多亮点，但我真的北呢几乎在 Google 的 Map 我看不到。咁而家即係一點一點嗰啲咧，就係喺九八年嘅時候，全港發展策略檢討建議好多個長遠增長潛力嘅區域嚇。咁、但係呢區域點樣將佢整合起上嚟咧，然後減輕到維港發展嘅壓力咧，就當時嘅研究咧就冇進一步嘅討論嘅。嗱，我哋建議其實如果要發展咧，當然事實上咧，亦都係需要一個全港一個區域性嘅政策啦。所謂區域性嘅政策咧，係唔單止係純粹一個規劃上面嘅安排，而係包括咧，譬如喺稅務政策，可唔可以向一啲新界地區傾斜咧？嚇，鼓勵多啲經濟嘅誘因，譬如話提供啲行業性嘅區域性稅務優惠啊。譬如你喺元朗、屯門、天水圍嗰一帶嚇，可以減免差餉地租啊，等等呢啲都係可以考慮嘅，即其他政策嘅配套。嗱，呢個新界副都市中心咧，我哋其實構思裏邊咧有好多個唔同嘅範疇嘅發展嘅，包括咧喺經濟就業方面咧，我哋商業區咧，同埋我哋會建議一啲，如果係一個香港站設喺呢個錦上路嘅話，事實上咧喺嗰度嗰一帶咧可以設立一個香港嘅商貿，香港同內地嘅商貿嘅展覽中心嚇，亦都包括啲酒店住宿區啊，亦都係包括咧政府構思中嘅大學城啦，以及咧。可以一個政府的地區總部，因為既然政府都是打算譬如將灣仔的三座政府大樓搬走了，咁呢個其中一部分的政府大樓亦都可以考慮搬去那邊咁樣，咁而當然呢亦都可以需要一啲嘅公共設施同埋辦公大樓嘅服務，整個新界北區啦，以及一啲地區嘅文化中心啊，配合返剛才我哋講西九嗰個地方文化發展。咁呢、這個即係整全嘅規劃咧，事實上咧，亦都係目的咧，係將鄉郊嘅對於保育嘅壓力可以減壓嘅。因為我哋嘅建議咧，就係話要保育嘅地區咧，要正正式式咁樣通過更加強嘅規劃手段去保育。但係咧，已經一啲被破壞嘅，或者係一啲已經其實係發展咗出嚟嘅，譬如甚至係包括好多嘅村屋嘅地帶咧，其實佢哋嘅土地嘅利用嘅價值咧，未曾充分發揮嘅。點樣可以將充分發揮咧？通過呢個副都市中心嘅概念咧，咁呢個係一個方法。咁而真係需要做補償政策去保育一啲無論自然環境嘅損失或者歷史建築嘅損失嘅話咧，咁呢啲咧都係可以係進一步討論啦嚇。只要有清晰嘅政策咧，我相信咧係可以得到社會上廣泛嘅支持。咁當然最重要咧係調整整個即係交通嘅佈局啦。咁一陣間我有張圖咧，可以係比較詳細可以解釋啊。咁嗱，呢個最緊要同或者同西九維港呢邊有關嘅咧，就係話現時政府嘅傾向咧係將西九站，將呢個香港站咧擺喺西九啊。咁事實上咧，大家都知道當時九鐵咧。本身的內部的建議咧，係有兩個選址嘅，一個喺西九，一個咧就喺錦上路嚇。咁點解係冇即係呢個錦上路呢、這個喺目前嚟講被否定啦嚇？將來我哋唔知啊嚇。咁亦都係咧我哋覺得係未經過充分嘅社會討論嘅。因為而家如果係通過呢個所謂採用嘅專用通道嘅方案嘅話咧，咁咧其實咧 個構思就係話香港至廣州行車需時少一小時啦。啊，咁但係咧，呢、這個其實裏面咧就會嗱，而家就目前嘅概念圖點樣去將呢個香港段嚇、啊、通過完全一條係幾十公里長嘅隧道咧，係直接直達呢個西九站咁樣。但咁呢個西九站首先我哋要搞清楚個定位係咩嘢先，因為定位咧我強調咧係一個全國高鐵嘅一個有機組成部分。其實全國高鐵咧喺2013年咧已經可以大部分城市都落成㗎啦。啊，而亦都係接駁到呢個珠三角呢個城際快線網絡嘅。咁、啊、但係大家要留意咧話，如果係西九站要起好嘅話咧，事實上2013年咧係趕唔切嘅。咁、啊、因此咧而家我哋亦都係需要咧，係通過呢個高鐵加強呢個粵港合作嘅話咧，其實有必要咧係盡快可以去上馬嚇。咁點樣盡快上馬咧？就係、是、我建議係將呢個西九站就唔好擺喺西九啦，香港站擺喺錦上路啊，作為全國高鐵嘅一個樞紐嚇。咁、啊、而採用隧道咧，由錦上路可以直達到深圳福田啊。而同時咧，因為唔需要建一條專用嘅鐵路隧道啦，咁可以咧係降低呢個營運成本咧，同埋建築成本嘅嚇，亦都可以縮短個建築期，可以咧起碼提早兩年咧，盡快連接上全國高鐵，等香港咧可以受惠嘅嚇，咁而因為錦上路咧，本身咧，如果大家睇翻個地理位置咧，其實佢本身咧都已經係一個可以有足夠嘅條件成為一個交通樞紐嘅，所以咧，我哋唔擔心如果係個香港站擺嗰度嘅時候咧，係點樣接駁嚇？因為無論係小巴啊、巴士啊，以至到用西鐵咧接駁上去市區咧，都係好方便嘅嚇。嗱，咁我哋呢度有幾張圖咧，講緊點線面嘅，我哋嗰個點樣重構點線面嘅概念啊？咁呢個咧，剛才就係話原來政府最初嘅研究嘅時候嘅唔同嘅發展嘅點啦，啊，咁呢啲點咧就係、是、喺新界北嚇、啊、有好多嘅唔同嘅點嘅。咁如果講錦上路假設係真係成為一個全國高鐵嘅香港站嘅話咧，佢係只需要咧，係通過西鐵咧，就有28、29分鐘啊，即已經可以到香港站啦。咁所以本身咧係做咗一個好重要嘅一個優勝嘅地方咧，就話起碼喺新界嘅300多萬人咧，佢哋唔需要為咗北上咧而首先咧向南走到去西九嗰度坐車啊，然後先轉車去廈門啊、北京啊咁樣、上海啊咁樣啊。咁呢個咧就我諗大家都唔係好理解嘅。而因為最順理成章嘅咧，就係話，如果你要北上咧，就北上啦嚇，咁你就去呢、這個集中喺呢個錦上路作為一個全國高鐵香港站，然後坐呢個高鐵咧向北上咁樣嚇。咁、而8分鐘咧，亦都可以去到荃灣嚇，咁、所以咧接駁嚟講咧係完全唔成咩問題嘅嚇。咁、重要咧就話全國高鐵咧，如果嚟到呢度之後咧，事實上亦都可以公路咧，就算以而家嚟講，可以用公路接駁呢個機場啦。咁遲啲我哋即係仲會更加方便嘅，起緊新嘅公路啦，可以係喺屯門喺新界西方面咧，係接駁到呢個赤鱲角嘅嚇。咁呢個咧，我哋覺得咧就可以發揮到成個全國高鐵嘅效應嚇。其實大家要留意咧，廣州咧亦都係同樣地咧，將一個新嘅廣州站啊，個全國高鐵香港站咧係遠離呢個市，遠離廣州現有嘅舊市區嘅，我哋帶動一個新嘅發展嘅，概念係一樣嘅。如果從面嚟講咧，我哋覺得咧可以係發展到咧係成個令到成個區域係有個策略性嘅增長啦嚇。咁或者呢啲嘅功能我唔再講啦。嗱，呢個係九鐵嘅喺錦上路站附近嘅，其實而家錦上路站好大，亦都好空嘅，其實好浪費。如果我哋唔係充分發揮佢嗰個效用嘅話，咁我希望咧通過呢咁嘅建議咧，能夠等大家思考一下更加足高層次嗰個發展策略嘅取捨嚇、因為咧呢、這個咧我相信咧先至苦底抽身，可令到維港兩岸嘅生活質素可以提高嘅最佳嘅辦法。多謝。
唔該阿Bert，多謝。請問各位同事有啲咩 comment feedback？ Yes, Paul.
Chairman, I support the last presentation for decentralised development. a snowball reclamation is going to take place. This first time in 150 years in the history of Hong Kong. And so we have to really start to think about what that means in terms of the limit on the density in our core urban areas. Do we stop land sales? Do we control private property development? How do we make sure that we control our future? And so I think it's a good point. I'm not sure that it's entirely appropriate to make the point here, but I'm sure that the Pro Commons has a problem finding a good venue to get these points across. But I think it's good to be made here. On the issue of West Kowloon, Chairman, I'm not sure whether Pro Commons has put in their comments to the Town Planning Board on their thoughts on the outline zoning plans for the West Kowloon area. But I think they make some very good points. So I would support the idea that a lot of the pedestrian cycling and promenade activities, the orientation should be at ground level, and that we should be very careful putting that in the hands of private developers or even under the control of the West Kowloon Cultural District Authority. And the question is, whether that would impede on the public rights the way we know them in our streets and our sidewalks, and whether that's a good. And I think that warning from Pro Commons is a very appropriate one. In terms of the development density in West Kowloon, I mean, Pro Commons gives us a lot of respect by coming here to talk about West Kowloon Cultural District. I think last time that this committee spoke about that was, if I have it correctly, on the 17th of October in 2007, when the papers were reviewed. At that time, various promises had been made in terms of what should be done with West Kowloon, including making sure in the outline zoning plan that there would be an approval process and an involvement for the community through the approval from the master layout plan, which is currently not specified in the outline zoning plan. There's also a suggestion that we need to have more control on the density in West Kowloon. I think the original promises were made that 36% would be the minimum for cultural arts and cultural facilities, core arts and cultural facilities. I don't think that is currently in the outline zoning plan. And the 23 hectares of open space, primarily at ground level, that were promised at that time, I don't think that that's currently in the outline zoning plan. So I think it's good that the Pro Commons makes these issues here, and that we should really all focus on what is really going to be happening in West Kowloon and what the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee's role in that process is. And I think that we should thank Pro Commons for raising the issues at an appropriate time.
Thank you, Paul. Other colleagues, have you any comments? Please, and then Andrew afterward.
很多建議咧喺啲細節嗰度咧就都唔容易啊。咁啊，我有少少問題咧，就關於兩個presentation 啦。咁一個咧就是個副都市嗰度咧。咁其實成個核心咧就主要建設於咧個副都市本身係咪咁容易可以建立啊？咁喺其中有一張 slide 嗰度咧就係講到咧就話咧嗰個副都市咧係可以發展嘅功能、經濟同埋就業咧，就講到係譬如話商業區啦、內地與香港商貿展覽中心、酒店自宿區、大學城諸如此類咁樣啦。咁睇翻香港嗰個經濟結構咧。我自己的看法呢就可能是否應該考慮多些呢在需求的角度呢究竟現在需求的人是需求什麼東西呢例如跨國性的企業為什麼是要揀中環呢200元一尺高這樣那是否需求帶動我們是否應該考慮多些而我們在供應量那裡譬如說做一個副都市出來那究竟有什麼配套呢可以迫使到那些使用者呢轉到一個副都市那裡呢我相信香港未必可以好像內地的城市那樣將整個市中心呢在旁邊畫一個圈從頭再重建這樣的那如果那個副都市的經濟支持本身是做得不理想的話呢其他的所有相關的建議呢都會比較困難的即係屯門以前都係希望咧喺屯門住嘅人喺屯門工作嘅，咁呢個我諗係其中一個要考慮啦。另一個咧想問一問個細節咧，就係、是、個單車徑嘅西九龍嗰度咧，係 是不是那么容易呢？那些单车是泊在哪里呢？由哪里踩单车去，或者怎样安排呢？因为我知道在即我小的时候都成日去这个大美督踩单车，那在哪里泊单车、租单车、单车怎样诸如此类呢？就即不是那么容易，而且很大的、那个、地方、啊、西九龙是不是要有些单车径延伸到其他地方才好行呢？这个是一个很特别的细节问题，我自己有兴趣的。麻烦
主席不在這裡，不如我回答吧，好嗎？OK， 或者第一個問題先，我首先強調，我們現在不是要將都市中心搬了去新界，現在我們講的是一個副都市中心，就是一個 secondary city center， 顧名思義，副都市中心就是說不會碰我們的都會核心區的都市中心，是吧？就是如果你是跨國企業，你想去中環這樣、無限歡迎啦，咁點樣可以去嘅？呢個唔係一個問題嘅。但係咧，香港咧，正正咧，我哋而家要面對一個全球化挑戰，亦都面對我哋自己一個係所謂 M 型社會啊，兩極化嘅挑戰嘅時候咧，我哋要需要揾個出路咧，就係、是、有一個多元化經濟體系啊。呢個多元化經濟點樣嚟咧？喺規劃上面我點樣配合咧？似乎呢個問題咧，我哋冇好考慮嘅。所以咧，副都市中心咧，其實咧就係提供咗個思考嘅框架俾大家諗下。除咗話我哋一啲係國際接軌嚇，即係跨國企業嗰種喺中環設立嘅呢啲咁嘅經濟增長之外，我哋係唔係需要一個好似我哋建議咁嘅樣副都市中心咧，係低一個層次，但係都係一個地區性嘅服務層次嘅嚇。譬如好似商務展覽中心啊，呢啲係好順理成章嘅，因為如果你一個香港站，你可以諗下啊，即係廈門嘅人可以坐車啊三個鐘頭直達呢個錦上路落車啊，咁佢可以咧係有一個有埋一個商務中心、展覽中心咧，可以係我哋講緊咧係特別係服務一個內地嘅貿易業嘅一個展覽中心。咁呢一類咧，我哋覺得咧係喺好多嘅經驗上邊係可行嘅嚇。咁、當然咧係需要好多配套，冇錯。咁詳細嘅咧，其實我哋喺個研究報告裏邊咧都有多相當嘅數字嘅，大家有興趣可以喺上網睇到。咁關於單車徑咧，我哋喺報告裏邊咧亦都有個詳細嘅一個圖嘅嚇、即係單車徑由邊度畫到邊度咁樣。咁困難咧就當然有嘅，冇一個政策冇困難嚇、即係如果冇困難嘅話，大家唔需要坐喺度。但是困難是可以解決，因為呢我成日好相信我們專業人士的力量在香港是可以完全做到的，尤其是如果在西九龍一個新區西九文化中心，其實即由東到西大致上都是兩公里左右長，不是真的很長的一個，不是講緊很長的一個路段來的，再加上兜個框，譬如就算兜到大角咀啊，兜到左東啊，翻轉頭啊咁樣啦，咁呢啲地方咧，其實咧係可以連接到嘅。我哋都係研究過一啲具體嘅路徑啊。咁至於如果我哋真係願意模仿呢個法國嘅巴黎嘅一個模式咧，其實喺呢啲唔同嘅地方增設一啲嘅所謂汽車即係單車站啊，即係免費單車站咧。亦都唔係一個太大困難，譬如九龍公園咁，完全咧可以有個地方去增設一個免費單車站。喺佐敦而家即係等於而家西九站嘅地方啊，咁咩 City Golf 嘅地方可以變成一個免費嘅單車站。即係好多呢啲咁嘅地方咧，我覺得咧如果大家有心咧，係有辦法可以解決呢個困難。多謝。
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I'm kind of mindful of stepping into all sorts of places outside of the immediate vicinity of the harbour, but I kind of think that both of these proposals have a great deal of merit in terms of helping us to think about beyond the here and now, the longer term, and also thinking about the things that influence the waterfront. What we have, I believe, you know, in the waterfront now is a history of the development of Hong Kong. And moving forwards, we're going to be faced with a lot of changes. And I think we often get focused on the immediate quick win projects, and it's good that we focus on those.
Golf 嘅地方可以變成一個免費嘅單車站，即係好多呢啲咁嘅地方咧，我覺得咧，如果大家有心咧，係有辦法可以解決呢個困難。多謝。
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. I'm kind of mindful of stepping into all sorts of places outside of the immediate vicinity of the harbour, but I kind of think that both of these proposals have a great deal of merit in terms of helping us to think about beyond the here and now, the longer term, and also thinking about the things that influence the waterfront. What we have, I believe, you know, in the waterfront now is a history
of the development of Hong Kong. And moving forwards, we're going to be faced with a lot of changes. And I think we often get focused on the immediate quick win projects, and it's good that we focus on those. We focus on the projects that are on the table today, but there's going to be a lot of changes which are going to take place over the next 20 or even 50 or even 100 years, which I think we need to start drawing in our sort of time zones. I think we ought to start looking at what's happening around Hong Kong as a whole. We've got the interlinks with the mainland. There are many, many changes which influence substantially, I feel, the nature and the flavour of Hong Kong. And I think it's important for us to see how those things will integrate with and will interface with the harbour. Now, at the Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee, we've had on the table for a very long time the integrated study to do. I guess in a certain sense that integrated study was never scoped out in terms of what it would entail, but I think it was always more than just the sum of linking together one study that was next door to another. It was really looking at how all of these things hung together in the context of development in Hong Kong. So I think in that context, this proposal is one of another one of those things. It's a message that tells us there's a lot of change happening, a lot of pressures for change, and that these can have a positive influence on the waterfront that can lead to further enhancement opportunities. So we should be very mindful of these, and I really welcome that proposal in that context. When we look at the proposal for West Kowloon Cultural District as a whole, again, there's lots of things we've seen, and we studied these when we were doing the harbour planning principles and the guidelines, the things like making sure green buildings were on the waterfront was embedded in that. And I think, you know, when we draw reference to things like the mandatory building energy codes, I think we should be mindful that the mandatory building energy codes will start out with a minima in terms of achieving standards. But I think areas on the waterfront, we should aim to be doing much more. So I think the message here is a message of aspiration, is that these areas should be really setting the standard for and going way, way beyond what is the mandatory building energy codes, and should be really setting up for, you know, models for sustainable development in Hong Kong. You know, bicycles, I think bicycles around Hong Kong is a possibility. I cycle all the time, and I keep repeating that bicycles is a possibility. But unless we've got some sort of sense of what the totality is, I fear that we'll be left to people saying, well, it's not going to work on this very small spot. So I think we do have to take this bigger picture view of this bicycle issue. And with some of these issues, it isn't possible to just look at a site. So again, this is an opportunity to look beyond the immediate constraints of a site, to look at how it interlinks with the activities in Hong Kong as a whole. Because clearly cycling on the West Kowloon Cultural District waterfront will be a very constraining opportunity, whereas something more expansive across Hong Kong may have some possibility, or have some wheels rather than some legs. I think the idea of the interchanging creative village industry, which sort of comes at the expense of residential density, this is where I'm going to ask a question now, but which is, you know, how does the revenue model work for that? And in a certain sense, if you're going to give up the obvious revenue from a residential development, how really does the creative village work financially? Thank you.
Thank you. Jimmy, please.
民間討論咧，其實我就覺得喺我哋維港共建維港一個 TOC 裏邊就即係唔係好適合㗎。不過就都好高興咧，今日咧都聽到有啲即係個整體嘅鐵路規劃裏邊咧，唯一同我哋 HEC 有關就係嗰個西，即係喺個有個無車嘅一個空間裏邊咧，點樣用啲電動嘅車咧就可以係係行緊時候都可以睇到呢個共建維港嘅美麗嘅維港嘅景色。不過咧，我就有一個擔心就係如果你即係天氣唔好嘅時候，究竟即係點樣可以睇得到咧？咁同埋即係喺有冇即係喺呢方面，你哋即係喺建議嘅時候考慮，即係日後嗰個維修同埋保養，同埋天氣唔好嘅時候點可以睇到即係呢一個嘅即係用無車空間，即係可以喺嗰、那個其他地方嚟嘅時候可以用到即係睇到呢、這個維港嘅景色。呢個第一個，第二咧即係頭先睇到係高。第二個咧就同呢相關，就話唔好用西九龍作為一個總站啦。咁我聽咗之後咧，我都即係有一個喺根據我哋招書裏邊咧，就係、是、都係啱嘅原因，就是、因為咧，其實我睇到高鐵咧日後嗰個速度係好快嘅， 我哋睇到即係過嚟香港嗰段咧，如果你睇到就係喺特別過咗羅湖嘅時候咧，我哋睇啲車就慢咗好多嘅。如果你坐直通車去呢個廣州，咁咧正正咧就係、是、如果啱啱嚟到係喺新界北部有一個咁嘅總站咧，係好過嚟到即係喺度。除非咧你係做咗好多啲隔音啊，其他地下啲即係。一啲設施，否則咧嚟嘅時候咧，肯定咧個速度會慢咗。咁即係我第二咧就係、是我哋睇到而家咧好多啲貨運嘅以後都要，因為個公路用嘅汽油咁貴咧，始終都容易用一啲鐵路啊同埋海運嘅運輸咧，係會比較係一個長遠發展，即係喺經濟上面就慳咗一個能源嘅損耗嘅。咁需要咧係一個即係鐵路嘅系統咧，同樣如果運貨咧，能夠呢、這個鐵路能夠喺比較遠少少咧，就更加可以配合到咧。在那個貨運站的時候同樣在、新界西北部呢，可能對於香港在由那個不用吃這麼貴的，就是因為能源的成本高的話，運輸成本也高，就可能成本會高了。這兩點我覺得就是跟我們共建維港是不選擇西九作為一個、就是高鐵的總站是相關的。我如果其他的，我覺得以後可能有機會我們同翻你再俾一啲建議同再傾傾嘅，唔該，主席。
嗯，其實真係一個交流，我唔知仲有冇其他嘅委員有咩 comment 嗎？你話嚇，
或者我簡單講一講個高鐵呢一樣嘢啦。首先咧，呢一個係以客運為主嘅啫，咁同埋喺香港段咧就係走地底嘅。咁咧，其實講開佢嘅功能咧，我哋可以睇話其實係兩個功能，一個咧就係聯絡喺國家嘅鐵路網，同埋另外一個咧，因為佢中間嘅站咧係廣州、深圳嘅福田同埋香港咧，同埋佢都只會 serve 一個叫做 centre to centre， 係市中心同埋市中心嘅一個嘅關係。咁通常我哋講高鐵咧，佢係高速。同埋就係、亦都係貴一啲嘅。咁、那個 target 咧，其實就係睇啲商務客。咁所以能夠係博一啲中心區同埋中心區咧，依、這個都係一個好主要嘅功能。咁同埋因為依個功能嘅關係咧，亦都有需要咧，佢直係博到去一個我哋嘅比較中心嘅位置，就唔係喺嗰個城市嘅邊皮。因為如果去到喺新界，譬如話喺元朗啊，或者喺錦田呢啲地方咧，仲需要做一個接駁，然後先至去個市中心，係方便呢啲商務客咧，咁就恐怕就會失咗當時做呢個高鐵嘅其中一個嘅一個原意。咁呢個就解一解喺呢一度啫嚇。
請問有冇其他委員有意見？如果冇咧，我哋睇睇 Open。如果你想回應少少就。briefing 我哋唔一定需要去詳細解釋回應。你如果你係想有啲補充啊回應，咁我哋都歡迎你啊。
喂，好簡單。我首先回應。May I first respond to Ava's point. Regarding the centre to centre link for this high speed railway. For your information or for members' information, the new station for Guangzhou.For this high-speed link, is actually situated nearly 20 kilometers away from the city center, from the current city center of Guangzhou. So there's no such thing as a center-to-center link, because if you go to Guangzhou, you cannot go to center anyway. The reason why Guangzhou is building a new station for this high-speed link is precisely because they want to promote this area, called Sepik, to become a new development zone. Our premises here, or our proposal here, is exactly to do the same for Hong Kong. Maximize the development potential available from a new terminus. Regarding the revenue model questioned by Andrew, I won't attempt to give you a full answer here because, in any case, the government's revenue model has been demolished.By the electrical panel report, so there's no point to go through the revenue model again, although we did have some figures to say that basically even with the reduction of those gross floor areas in residential buildings, if you take into account a full estimate of land revenue, the revenue model can still be balanced. Yeah, thank you.
我哋好多谢 Albert 同 Procurement 嘅同事今日同我哋做呢个交流分享，多谢 Albert。